Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and thank you for tuning in to Building Godly and Healthy Relationships live radio broadcast. I am your host, Pastor Star Williams. Let's open in prayer. Lord, we thank you so much for this day, God. We thank you for the great country of America that we live in, Lord. We thank you for all the servicemen and women that have given their lives, Lord God, for our nation. And we thank you, Lord, that ultimately you gave your life for us as a sacrifice on the cross. And we thank you, God, that we will choose to live our life for you and to give our life back to you, God, as a gift. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, today, Dr. Gwyneth and I have the opportunity to attend the memorial homegoing service, their funeral for the one of the officers that was killed ago in Dallas, Texas. He was the youngest, only 32 years of age. And it was just a really impactful service that we went to. It was amazing because a good majority of the people that attended were police officers from all over the United States, from Boston and Kansas and of course, all over Texas, and they came from all over, and it was just such an impactful time. And while we are just, you know, disappointed that he, you know, lost his life and that he leaves the family, we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. And so we know that even in his, you know, absence, that his life is going to leave a legacy and his life is going to leave behind meaning. But today I wanted to just highlight a couple of things that really stood out to me today that I feel like the Lord was speaking through. One of the people that I believe God really spoke through was the Dallas Chief of Police, David Brown, and he spoke, and it was so powerful. I'm sure he's been speaking at all the funerals, but he spoke, and it was so powerful, and I want to just highlight some of the things that he talked about as well, and also some of the things that I believe God was speaking as believers and as children of God. You know, we're kind of in a service as well. We're kind of in a kingdom as well. And the kingdom is the kingdom of God, and we're in the service of, you know, of the King. And so just highlighting some of those things as well. And, you know, I even am brought to remembrance of, because, you know, I just was amazed at the, you know, the uniformity of the honor that comes, you know, with being a police officer, and that they, you know, exude. And I was just thinking, you know, as ministers, especially of the gospel of Jesus Christ, we're in the service as well. And it was, it just amazed me because, you know, looking at them, I saw a reflection of the kingdom of God and how I believe that we are to conduct ourselves in the kingdom of God. And one of the areas, you know, is obviously that we serve a king. There is, you know, a chief, there is a master, and his name is Jesus. And there is, you know, a law, there are ordinances and statutes that God wants us to live and to abide by, and that's the Bible, the Word of God. You know, there is a cadence, there is, you know, a respect, there's an honor for, you know, those that we serve and those that you know, we give our lives to serve and that we give our lives, you know, in order to, you know, in service. And you know, in anyone can live because they actually, you know, are called to lay down their lives. Revelation 12:1, you know, it even says that we are, as we follow Christ, we are to, you know, overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony, and not loving our lives unto death. So we have that same call to lay down our lives for one another. I want to highlight a couple of those things that, you know, our service to God. The Bible says that no man who goes to war entangles himself with the things and the ways of this world. So in other words, a man that goes to war doesn't think, or he doesn't consider himself with worldly matters. No, he's only concerned about accomplishing the will and the purpose of the one who sent him. And that's how we are to be in the kingdom of God. We are in this world, but we're not of this world. We go to war, you know, and we're not considered, or we're not concerned about the things of this world. We're not concerned about, you know, entangling ourselves with the ways of this world. We're only concerned about pleasing the Master and fulfilling the orders that he has sent for us to walk out and to accomplish. And that was stood out to me as I sat there, you know, in the homegoing service, was our service to God, and how, you know, these men, how it's a reflection, it's a mirror, it's a parallel of our kingdom and our service to the King. And I believe we should take it as equally serious and as equally be devoted to serving the King as, you know, people who serve in the military or the Army or Marines, Navy, Air Force, or the police department. We have to be intentional. We have to have that same, you know, cadence and honor and devotion to serving the King. You know, when Jesus, when he was with his disciples, he talked to them about serving. He talked to them about service. And it's what he did was to exemplify this service is he washed their feet. And Peter, you know, he said, Master, why are you washing my feet? Because I should be washing your feet. And Jesus said, no, unless I wash your feet, you shall have no part of me. And is what he was doing is that he was showing as the master, as the leader, he was exemplifying and being an example of how they were to go out into the world and serve and wash the feet of those they encountered. And so that just did so powerful to me as Chief of Police David Brown. You know, he talked about Jesus' instruction and leadership and serving and how officers serving their own community. And that was so powerful to me because, you know, really that's so true. If you're a part of a community, you know, your life is linked to the community, and how you serve your community speaks volumes. You know, what are we willing to lay down for the communities that we're in? And you may think about the community that you're in. You're in a lot of communities. You might be in a cultural community. You might be in a geographical community. You might be in a occupational community. You might be in a religious community or a church community, but we're all in one or more communities. And you know, we can think about, you know, the pastor or the officer or the leader serving the community, but what are we as community members doing to serve our own community and to make it better? You know, we can always complain about what's wrong and what's going wrong, but until we put our hand to the plow, or until we feed and wash them ourselves, we really have no right to complain about anything until we're willing to make it better. And so I thought that was so impactful. And he, you know, he talked to the officers, and then he, you know, he shifted it. Officer or Chief David Brown, he shifted it to the community. He said, what are you willing to sacrifice for your own community? What are you willing to sacrifice to make it better? You know, with one of the women, she was actually a civilian. She was shot in the leg during the Black Lives Matter protest. And, you know, one of the amazing things was she thanked, you know, the police officers for laying down their life on her behalf. But then the next thing that we hear is that, you know, her 12-year-old son now wants to be a police officer, and he wants to serve his community. And I think that's such a remarkable example of what God is wanting for us to do and to be. We can protest wrong all day long, but until we take the opportunity to change and to make a difference in our own community, then we have no right to complain. You know, Chief David Brown, I believe, has been such a great example in the community. And, you know, he said that, the guys, that are, you know, the African Americans that are on the front line protesting, why don't they go into the local police department, apply for a job to become a police officer, then go back into their communities and serve their communities and make a difference and make a change? What a powerful way to make a difference. And I totally agree with that. I totally agree that, you know, that is the solution. We have to be involved in our communities and serve our communities. What are we willing to do to serve our community? God might not be calling you to be a police officer, to lay down your life, you know, but, you know, at least serve in some capacity. Everyone can do something. Everyone has a gift and a talent that they can serve in following after Christ and serving others as Christ served others. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Building Godly and Healthy Relationships, a radio broadcast. I'm your host, Pastor Star Williams, and today we attended one of the funeral services, homegoing services, to one of the officers that was slain a little over a week ago, about, I believe, 8 days ago, here in Dallas, Texas, and it was just very impactful. So that really stood out to me today was our service to God, our service, how we serve God, how we serve others. And another aspect is, in our service, it can't just be service for service's sake. And I was just really moved by when it said, you know, without God in our life, in what we do, he said, religion or Christianity just becomes an ideology. Patriotism becomes nationalism, and peacekeeping becomes a career. But love and mercy are the key. And if we don't have God in our service, then all that we do means nothing. All that we do means nothing. All that we say means nothing without God. And he referenced 1 Corinthians 13, where it talks about love is the key. And it says, I'll read 1 Corinthians 13. It says, though I speak with tongues of men, of angels, but I have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and I understand all the mysteries and all the knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could move mountains, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, wow, that's amazing service right there. But if I give my body to be burned, if I don't have love, it profits me nothing. And so everything that we do, our service, the basis of why we do is love. And I believe America needs to return to that. You know, America needs to return to the love of God. You know, even Martin Luther King says that. You know, what is hate? What is hate going to solve? Nothing. What is hate? You know, hating white people or hating police officers, what is that going to solve? Nothing. It's just like drinking poison but hoping someone else will die. You know, what is having prejudices against, you know, blacks or African Americans or having the bottom line is everything that we do, it has to be done because of the love of God. And, you know, it talks about in the passage of scripture, 1 Corinthians 13, talks about, you know, tongues and prophecy, which are gifts of the Spirit. But if we don't have the fruit of the Spirit that goes along with the gifts of the Spirit, it's of no profit. It doesn't make a difference. And so that is the key for everyone. Everything we do and everything that we say, it can't be done with hate or, you know, or anger or bitterness. But it has to be done with the motivation of love. Because no matter how good our deeds are, if it's not done with love, it profits us nothing, and we are nothing. And so that's so key. And it goes on to, you know, and say in First Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4, it talks about what love does. Love suffers long. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It's not puffed up. It does not behave rudely. It does not seek its own. It's not provoked. It thinks no evil. It does not rejoice in iniquity, but it rejoices in truth. I love that. It bears all things. It believes all things. and it hopes all things. It endures all things. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will fail. Where there are tongues, they will cease. Where there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is and will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. And so the Bible is so clear on what love is. And without God, the Bible says God is love. He is the epitome of love. And so I believe in our service and our serving and our sacrifice, our motivation is always love. It has to be love because that is Christ's motivation for loving us and for sacrificing his life for us, is that he can gain a family, is that he can gain, you know, he can gain a family. He can gain sons and daughters. And so everything that he does is with compassion for us and toward us. And that's, he's our motto. Chief Brown ended his speech in talking about, you know, he said, some of the relationships with each other must be reconciled. And that stood out so powerful to me. It's the same in the body of Christ. I believe God is the same word to us. Some relationships must be reconciled. There can no longer be those breaches, those hatreds, those divides anymore, because that's not God, because God is love. He is wanting his body, his people, to come together under his name, not with divisions and isms and schisms and divides and hatreds against, you know, certain people groups. Because that's not going to, you know, do anything. That's not going to profit us anything. You know, the Bible says that how is the world going to know that we are of God? How is the world going to know and be able to recognize the children and the sons of God? Wow. The main key is by their love for each other. That's going to be a distinguishing factor that they're, you know, that we are of God. And so I believe that's what God is wanting to do, is he's wanting to bring his sons and daughters together, that we're not just, you know, on our separate, doing our separate things divided, but that we love each other, we serve each other in humility, sacrifice, and that it's personal. You know, when Jesus washed his disciples' feet, it was personal. And so I believe that's what God is calling for us to do, is to wash each other's feet in humility and serve each other. With the motivation of love. Thank you so much for tuning in today to Building Godly and Healthy Relationships. I'm your host, Pastor Star Williams. Continue to pray for the officers who've lost their family. Continue to pray for the people around the country who lost their family, for the officers, for the African-American men, for the children, for the babies, the thousands of babies that are aborted in their mother's womb every single day, many of them African-American males, that God is weeping and crying, and it hurts his heart so much. Continue to pray for our nation to awaken to God, to awaken to his love and his plan, and to no longer reject God as our Lord and as our Savior. Lord, we just thank you so much for each person that tuned in, God. We thank you that your word just penetrates their heart, their minds, God. And I thank you that you are continuing to make us and mold us more and more and more after your image, after any idols, not after any false gods, but after your image, Lord, after the image of the true and living God, because there's only one Messiah that has an empty grave. There's only one Messiah that has an empty grave, and his name is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you. Talk to you next week. Success to you and success to the kingdom of God.